The recall notices just keep on coming. The ignition switch crisis took a big new turn Monday as General Motors recalled 3.4 million cars. Now that's on top of the 2.6 million small cars already called back for ignition switches that can slip out of the run position if the key's carrying extra weight and is somehow jarred. That in turn causes the engine to stall out and kills power steering, power brakes, and airbags. The problem's been linked to at least 13 deaths and over 40 crashes. This latest recall comes as CEO Mary Barra prepares for what undoubtedly will be a bumpy session tomorrow on Capitol Hill, a return engagement before the House and Energy and Commerce's Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee. Michigan Radio's auto reporter Tracy Sambleton joins us now. Tracy, tell us more about Monday's recall.
So this is for about, in the U.S., 3.16 million cars. These are all older model cars except for the previous generation of the Impala, which they still make for fleets, but every other of the cars they don't make. And they have a very similar problem to this original scandalous recall that was delayed in that the key allows, I believe this is how it works, the key, because it has a slot in it, allows the whatever weight is on there to like swing back and forth. So if you're going over something like railroad ties and it gets jarred, it can turn that car off into the accessory situation and then put someone in danger.
I know just late last week we heard the Camaros that are on the road were recalled for ignition issues.
And yeah.
So GM is clearly just digging and digging and digging. What have we got now? We've got over 20 million recalls.
Globally,
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's in a record. But it's them trying to show it is a new GM. Is that part of this?
Yeah. And I think it's proving to be a very difficult thing because they've got all these reports and they're now looking at them in a new eye. So they might have a case where somebody said, my car stalled. And now they have all this information to go back and look at that and decide, oh, yes, this actually is a safety issue. Now we know what is going on with those 50 reports that we got that a certain model is stalling. And they're digging and digging, and they keep on coming up with stuff.
And we know that this long, long list of recalls from General Motors, it's not all about Switchgate. There have been other issues.
Right.
There have been tiny recalls, some of them just 50 vehicles, but they're out there doing that. Are we seeing if this is helping or hurting GM in the eyes of consumers? Because I could see on one hand, people will say, well, they're looking in there, getting these problems fixed. But on the other hand, another recall, what's up with GM?
Well, you would think that by now we would have seen some impact from this. But General Motors is seeing only, if anything, a tiny impact. Their May sales were great. Their April sales were great. And I haven't heard anything about June sales. June may tell us a little bit more. But, you know, we're paying a lot of attention to this in the media. I think the average consumer is not paying that much attention to it. And they may have some recall fatigue going on here.
It gets,
because
we're
not just GM.
Yeah, that's true. Because now what's happening, do you think? I have to imagine other automakers are looking and saying, we want to make sure we don't have a switch gate lurking in our vehicle. Not that particular problem, but something just as problematic.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that the other automakers are running scared. We've had Toyota recalling several million cars, but we're not noticing that. You know, Ford has recalled a couple million at least since this situation with GM. So, engineers who are in charge of in these safety committees are saying to themselves, not on my watch.
Well, and speaking of that, you know, it is very rare for the general public to know who it was by name who engineered or is responsible for the designs on the cars on the road. But in the case of these ignition recalls, that name of Ray DiGiorgio is all too well known, isn't it?
Yeah. Everybody I've talked to about this has this sort of outpouring of sympathy for this man. He was named in the Veloukis report, investigating what went wrong, where there was this pattern of incompetence and neglect. Now he's no longer with the company, but apparently he's also implicated in this most recent recall. These parts went across his desk for approval.
And he signed off. He was the design release engineer. And, of course, as we found out in the Veloukis report, after he signed off on the original cobalt ignition switch. It didn't meet company specs, and then he quietly okayed that new part. Mm-hmm. 3 years later, and he didn't change the part number.
Yeah.
The other thing that as Mary Barra gets ready to sit in front of that House committee again tomorrow, I'm sure people are going to be asking, well, why aren't these cars all fixed by now? But we think that so many vehicles have been recalled, and this is not a case of drivers being able to wheel into the dealer next week and get a fix.
Yeah, and of course, the committee members are going to want instant results. They're going to say, this is you're a complete mess, GM. But, you know, I don't think that they understand how difficult it is to do a recall and get it done in a short period of time, especially when you're having to order a part made for a car you no longer make.
It's, and this is a part difficult. Made by Delphi, so yes. It isn't even GM producing the part. So
that's
the supplier
right.
has to churn the parts out.
Yeah, so we have this pipeline of parts. They're going to the dealerships, and those folks in the back there are working as fast as they can, but you can only do it so fast.
And I know they are telling people, don't put anything hanging on the keys. Do you think, Tracy, this could be the end of the key? And just push button?
I don't know. That there have been some people suggesting that, but you're talking other problems whenever you substitute something that works for a new thing. I really don't know whether, and in some cases the consumer may not want that in a particular vehicle. So I think automakers are looking at it very seriously, but it's premature to say that we're going to move in that direction.
And the last few seconds we have, Mary Barra has that return date on Capitol Hill. She'll be accompanied by the independent investigator, Anton Valukas. What are you expecting out of tomorrow?
It's going to be another terrible grilling for Ms. Barra, but she won't be out there alone. She will have a former U.S. attorney, and she'll have some answers. And the answers are, this slipped by us. This was just, we were incompetent. We were neglectful. But he did not find that there was a cover-up.
Michigan Radio's auto reporter, Tracy Samilton. As always, thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.